the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It is episode 614, recorded on Monday, November 3rd, 2025, where it is 73 degrees and sunny in Chubbland. Well, you better get that turkey shopped for, because it's only 24 days till Thanksgiving, 41 till Hanukkah, 48 until winter solstice, 52 until Christmas, and a mere 362 days until Halloween. The countdown begins again. How was your Halloween?
Quiet.
Same. What movies did you watch, or are you going to tell us during your week?
I didn't watch any movies.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. No, I sat in the living room with all the lights off with my iPad and my headphones. So
that's pretty good. I had my headphones on. Made sure the curtains were pulled in the front, no lights were showing, and just watched a couple movies and stayed away. Although thankfully we don't really have any kids in this neighborhood, because I think they all kind of know this isn't really the neighborhood that's going to get you any candy, or any good candy anyway. So
yeah, you have to go into Land Park, or what's the one right next to it over there? Actually, it's right up from you guys, on the other side of 12th. That's Crescent Heights. Crescent Heights, yeah.
Is that what they call that? I never knew that. Yep, they've got the houses that hand out the full size candy bars, and I was seeing on Facebook some people were handing out bags of microwave popcorn unpopped. Others were, oh, there was a, oh 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 who was it? One of our friends on the Facebooks was handing out Pez dispensers. Oh, it was the Robs. They were handing out Pez dispensers. And I was like, had my eye on that Wonder Woman one. That's so cool. Anyway. But I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. I'm not that person that is, it's so inventive. Look, you're a pumpkin. No, just not me. All right. Today's affirmation. I feel safe in the rhythm and flow of ever-changing life. Huh. Yeah. I don't know about that. Anyway. Let's talk about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing, wonderful current patrons, Mr. Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Univaz, excuse me, Mark, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can help us with the show for as little as $1. All right. Well, some amazing things happened in history today. Starting with, in 1949, Anna Wintour was born, the Vogue magazine editor who has shaped trends for decades. Also, Dolph Lundgren was born in 19, 57, the Swedish martial artist, action known for the Rockies and the Punisher franchise. And of course, Colin Kaepernick, who was born in 1987 and was the San Francisco 49ers quarterback who in 2016 protested racial injustice by kneeling before a pre-game national anthem and setting white people's worst fears into, I don't know, whatever.
Well, that was really well put.
Well, I mean, I could say what I was really thinking, but I'm trying to be somewhat nice. All right. In 2014, the World Trade Center officially opens the New York City in New York City on the site of where the Twin Towers were. Also, let's see what else we got here. Well, Black Bart makes his last stagecoach robbery in 1883, and authorities almost catch the California bandit in the infamous stagecoach robber called Black Bart. But he managed to make a getaway, but drops an incriminating, piece of stuff. All right, Panama in
Piece of
1903.
stuff. Okay, just keep going. Yeah.
Panama declares independence from Colombia in 1903, and Central Powers faced rebellion on the home front as the war in the First World War in 1918 draws to a close. Angry rebels in both Germany and Austria-Hungary revolt on November 3rd, 1918. Also, 1948, newspaper mistakenly declares Dewey defeats Truman. The Chicago Tribune jumps the gun and mistakenly declares the New York governor Thomas Dewey the winner of the previous day's presidential race when it was not so. Sounds interesting, familiar, shall we say? But let's see if we celebrate any holidays today, shall we? It's not many, so we better have done one. Today is Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. Okay. It's also Cliche Day. Oh, I'm sure we've celebrated that. Also, Give Someone a Dollar Today Day. Maybe I'll celebrate that. We'll see. Also, it is Job Action Day. Nope. National Housewife Day. Is that you? Did you celebrate that?
Well, I guess you're saying I'm sponging off my husband, so I guess I did.
Why would you say that a housewife is sponging off your husband?
Well, that's because that's what that's what most men think.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't do anything. All they do
Housewives
is
have
they get drunk, smoke
probably.
pot, and they watch their soap operas. So
Okay, well,
yeah. So
that's you maybe, but housewives are have more work to do than most people that go to work.
oh, please.
Oh, yeah, you never raise kids.
Well, I mean, if you're throwing the kids into the thing, sure. That right there is enough to, put me in a straitjacket. So
That's why you need to smoke pot.
yeah, I can see that now. Yeah.
It's also National Sandwich Day. Are you going to have a sandwich?
I wasn't planning on it, but now that you say it, maybe I'll hit Cordy Brothers tonight.
Also, it is National World Jellyfish Day. Didn't know they needed one. There you go. Also, just a few things that we celebrate with the entire month. It is National Cat Week, National Fig Week, National Ra not doing that one. Adopt a Senior Pet Month, Banana Pudding Lovers Month. Oh, now we know. We'll discover that in the lunchbox. Just hold on to that one. It's also Raisin Bread, National Roasting Month, Sleep Comfort, And Peanut Butter Lovers. Oh, it's National Novel Writing Month. Think that's going to happen? I don't think Moving on. Oh, let's find out if we have any birthdays other than Nephi's. One moment, please. Here we go. Today's birthdays. Happy birthday to Jackie, Tyro, and John. Also, upcoming, Pauline, Daniel, Stephanie. Oh, that Jay the Haunt Cub. He's coming up November 4th. And of course, posthumously, we must remember our amazing Ramble Redhead who passed earlier this year. His birthday would have been on
I
the
keep
4th.
forgetting about that. That was crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We also, happy birthday to Mimo. Jay, Mark, Sharon, Bradley, Kelly, Cindy, Ian, Bobby. Gosh, it just goes on and on.
It's
We
like the
have,
Bradys here.
I know, we also have Bill. Oh, the sweet Michael, Mr. Michael from Squamish. Happy birthday, Michael. Also to Lucy, Ed, Victor, Paul, Doc, Rich, Key, Robert, and all our amazing Ouija. Ouija's birthday is coming up in less than a week. Wow. And wow, look at the number after his birthday. Interesting.
I thought he's younger than you.
He is.
There you go.
Not younger acting. All right. Hey, in our feedback, Mr. Sean wrote in and said, have had cream cheese avocado toast a few times. It's good. I don't think I've had the cream cheese, but I've had the avocado, and it is good.
Yeah, cream cheese, it's funny because cream cheese just has kind of lost its luster. But when we grew up, remember, I mean, it was kind of the sour cream, because you use cream cheese and dips in the 60s and the 70s. Sour cream came in later, and with the onion dip, and that's what really did it for sour cream. But yeah, cream cheese, it just doesn't get the love that it used to, and it's really good. It's really great with things, so.
I can get a brick of it and just kind of cut pieces off and eat it by itself.
Oh yeah, it's really good with wheat thins. Yeah, what you do is you get the cream cheese block. Just let it get soft, and then you just use the wheat thins to, shovel out the. That's really good.
Did you ever go to the party and see that the one block of cream cheese surrounded by a bunch of salsa?
Well, yeah, you dump it
And
on
that was a
top of
dip.
it. Yeah, that was really popular for a minute back in the I guess it was it the 90s?
Yeah, I think so. My aunt
Yeah.
used to do that. That was just her like plop, plop. Here's some chips.
Well, yeah, it was so simple. We gotta bring cream cheese back,
I'm all for that. I love
and it's
it.
also really good on like sandwiches. If it,
Oh.
you spread it on there as the cheese, and like turkey avocado and cream cheese. That sounds good.
I could go for that because I'm getting a little over just regular cheese on sandwiches. I don't
Well,
even
they
buy
don't
it
taste like
anymore.
that. You have to, there's it's thin sliced, and you really don't taste the cheese. And that's what I'm, because if I'm going to eat cheese, I at least, I want to taste it.
Exactly. Cool. I'm all for that. All right. How about chub hugs?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, first, I want to send chub hugs out to everybody who sent me birthday love and wishes and goodies and all the sweet reaching out and showing me love. I truly, truly appreciated it. It made my day, especially after kind of a weird year. So, thank you. How about you?
Well, it has to go out to the people who are suffering through this shutdown. Especially when I'm going to get on a plane soon, and we've got people who aren't getting paid at the airport. So that's kind of not good. And so but still, rent came due, 2 days ago, and there's people who didn't get their checks. So I don't know. I guess it's what, credit cards? They have to
There
do.
are, yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's terrible.
yeah.
And then the SNAP situation. Now they're saying that they're going to fund half of the SNAP this month because two judges said you have, if you've got money, you get that money out there. Because Trump, and the first one, it was funny because the first one said, okay, you've got a reserve that you can use just for this. Use it. And Trump goes, well, what do you mean? We're confused. What do you mean we should use it? How? What? And then the second judge goes, stop fucking with me and just send that money out, assholes. I added some of that, but that's basically what happened. So
Paraphrasing, right?
so for for those people who are hopefully will get at least half their SNAP benefits, because somebody pointed out something really interesting. They said, and no one talks about it. And it's not only does the SNAP benefit goes out to people who are lower income, people who are older and veterans and children, and they one guy said, well, if they just had better jobs, they wouldn't even need it. And then the person who was interviewing him goes, that's the point. When you're paying $7.25 for the federal minimum wage, no one can live on that. But the other thing they said was, not only does that money go to these people, but these people then go to the store and spend it on things like food and important things that keep people healthy and alive, because kids can't concentrate if their stomachs are growling. People can't do their job when they're hungry. So it also benefits the grocers that are getting money from this too. Who
Absolutely.
and then what happens? Oh, no one can buy the food, so it goes to waste. Produce goes bad, meat goes bad. It's just it's a catch 22, and okay. So hugs out to those people.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I have never made a secret about that because of working only part-time, because I need to be home, that I get SNAP benefits, and let me tell you, without those, it's very, very difficult. So, we'll just see what happens. But this is all bullshit, and it's obviously now, because of the courts, illegal, and yet here we are. And I have had, so just to clarify too, that the Democrats are holding out so that they can try to get the ACA, that's the CARE Act, subsidies to remain in place so that people don't have their health insurance premiums go up to unpayable amounts. And some people are still not clear on those unpayable amounts. I have one friend whose premiums went from $480 a month to just under $800 a month. Another friend who has a family of four makes a decent living, but he's the sole breadwinner, and his payments have gone from about $300 a month for his entire family to $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I know somebody who's went from about $1,000 a month to $1,800 a month.
And how do you do that? I mean, I
Yeah.
don't even know like what my mom's and stuff is going to be, but
Right. Well, yeah, but your mom has Medicare, so.
Right, yeah, but that all is still stuff that comes out of money that she gets. So
Sure.
I don't know yet, but I see people being like, well, it's nothing, and it's all freeloaders and quote unquote illegal aliens that are going to benefit. No, it's not at all.
Well, the whole th the, all their talking points on the GOP side is all every fucking thing they say is a lie. It's just blatantly a lie. And then they have the nerve to go on television and to the press and say, no, it's the Democrats. They're lying. They want to extend the money for transgender assignment surgeries in South America. Where the fuck did they come
What the
up with
hell
that
was
one?
that,
I mean,
bro?
seriously. And the problem is that, there's a good bunch of people that believe that that's true. I was just on Facebook, and they had something about they were talking about, it was some gay issue, and which was totally a lie. And then you went in there, and there's people on this thing. I know they're trolls, saying, well, it's completely true. And I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand how people are even listening to this kind of bullshit. It's dumb. It's just dumb. That's what I don't get. I mean, I you kind of it you it, you it, the smell permit you just go, this is not true. How could anyone believe it? I'm sorry. I've been watching way too much YouTube news, so
Well, thank goodness for the iHip girls.
yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, Tom would like to talk to you
Oh,
about.
wait. That's the other thing I want to mention.
Oh,
Since
yeah.
we're talking about shit like this.
Yeah.
Okay, Trump had a Great Gatsby party
Oh,
on
God.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, is the irony escaping everyone? I mean, Great Gatsby, the Great Gatsby was about these people who were so rich and so completely oblivious to the rest of the world that they could do anything they fucking pleased. And so and they're throwing a party called the Great Gatsby party, where come and live it up with these rich oligarch bullshit people, and have the time of your life. Partying never killed anybody. Well, it did actually in the Great Gatsby, when Daisy kills that person crossing the street, and they try to cover it up. It's just more bullshit. And the shitting on the cities in that video, where he's wearing a crown and he's going, I'm not a king, but I am in the video where I'm shitting on everybody. Everyone's going, well, he's shitting on protesters. And I go, no, he's shitting on American
America.
cities. Don't let him fool you to say, oh no, that's just you could see there were people holding signs. Yeah, well, we know what the real meaning is. Okay, I'm
I still think most of these people that believe dumb shit look at this and think somehow it's like a reality show and it's not real. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't
Anyway,
either.
all right. So celebrity deaths.
Yeah, we had Prunella Scales, and she was on Fawlty Towers. She died at 93. Never watched it. Then we had some guy that was in GoldenEye, The Missing, Addicted to Love, Bad Boys.
Mario.
Sure. But he has a long list of supporting roles. So he died at 90, 72, sorry. And then just news, I mean, right as we were coming on or recording, Diane Ladd, actress and mother to Laura Dern. She was married to Bruce Dern. She died at 89. But Diane Ladd, great actress. She really
Oh
was. So.
yeah. Yeah, I was just while we were talking about that, it said that she was in like over 200 movies and TV shows and just incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what did you do this week?
Well, besides dodging trick-or-treaters, I did see some stuff. South Park. Have you seen this week's South Park?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, what happens is the boys decide to do crypto. South Park now sucks cryptocurrency. So that was one storyline going on. The other one was every time Pam Bondi, was talking to Trump, oh, President Trump, you're just the most handsome, you're the most wonderful, you're so talented. She formed shit on her nose. And so she'd
No.
wipe it away, and the next time she started talking, and the shit would form again. So, I mean, it was just seriously brown nosing Donald Trump, and it was blatant in the video, but it was really funny. Also, they had like, it was, I think it was Halloween night. They had Stephen Miller answering the door like Riff Raff from Rocky Horror. Hello, come in. Which was, they had the SEC guy. He's still in his cast with his Heil Hitler going up, arm going up. Very funny. It just, it's they're so clever, and it's so funny. I'm really, I love that they have no problem. Well, they have no fear of retaliation. So, and because they know that Paramount is not going to pay them the $1.5 billion and say, you can't make any more videos. They're not going to do that. Which is great. And of course, the boys' cryptocurrency ends up failing and everyone loses their money. But good. It's an excellent episode. Oh, and there's this one part where Trump takes a shower, and then when he gets out of the shower, he's drying himself off, and Tally is the towel. So he's like, oh no, oh, and then he just throws him on the floor. So it was even Tally is being used by the president. So funny episode. High Potential. This week they have their mid-season cliffhanger. They're only 17 episodes in of 18, or 7 episodes in of 18 episodes, but November and December they always like to shove in specials, so they kind of cut back on doing the regular programming during that time period. You may get one or two like in November and maybe one in December, and then they're shut down until January. So but this was interesting. High Potential is number one show in the nation, and it is the first time since 1999 that a 10 o'clock show has been number one. ER was the last one. That's how long it's been. And I think it may just be adult. No, it's got to be. It's not just dramas, because nothing does. I mean, some people don't even have anything on. Fox doesn't usually have anything on after 10 o'clock. So, quite a thing. An achievement for them. So that's really good, which is great because I love the show. Great British Bake Off this week was patisserie week. They started with cream horns. Excuse me. And then they had, this was from Brazio, which I don't know. They're making up these names, I think. And then it was a macaroon tower. So, and then the I think the wrong person got sent home, but oh well. What are you going to do? And so next week is the finals. So we've got the final three, and that'll be next. We'll see that next Friday. Let's see. Amazing Race. This week's episode was hilarious because now that they're at 90 minutes, it's actually a little over an hour long. So the first team finished everything 20 minutes into the show. So the other 40 minutes were everybody else trying to get to that point. I'm like, wait a minute. And because I checked, because the first team, crosses the finish line, and I'm like, it's 20 minutes in. What the fuck's going on? These other people are so far back
Huh.
that yeah, it's not pretty. But you know who's pretty? Tucker's brother. You've got to see him, Eric.
Okay,
Oh
I'll
my
have to catch
God.
up on it.
I don't like, he's got too many moles over here, but other than that, he's striking. I'm watching Bewitched still, of course. And it was funny, in this one episode, the character was Barlow, and I realized he is the preacher from 10, that they go in and he has a number, he sings a song in 10, and he also is the one where he says we beat the dog whenever Mrs. Castle farts, and but he's famous in my mind, okay. And the episode I just saw was Billy Mummy is back as young Darren.
That was a good episode,
Yeah, and it was actually a really good episode.
Samantha.
I can see why Billy Mummy was used so much during the time period that when he was a child. It was, I mean, crazy. It's crazy how many shows. I mean, he was in three Twilight Zones, he was in two Bewitches, playing two different characters in Bewitched, not the same one. So that was kind of fun. Let's see, Sheriff's County, we've been watching over on CBS, and I think you'd like it. It has kind of a tracker feel to it. So yeah, it's kind of a mountain town in Southern California. So I'm figuring it's probably near the Mammoth Lakes area. But it's a good show. Matlock continues to be fun, but I don't like that Olivia and her aren't working together. They're kind of working against each other because Olivia's trying to protect her husband, and Matlock's trying to, get that out there, what actually happened with the drugs. Anyway, so I digress. Elsbeth this week was their Halloween episode, and she was playing. What she had was four different outfits from My Fair Lady, and they were the actual outfits. I mean, yeah, the big one where she's got the big long white dress and the black things cross it, and she had it was all there. It was really kind of fun because Sean's like, why is she dressing like this? And I go, she's playing Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady. These are all the outfits. And he's like, okay. And I'm thinking that's sad because, most people aren't going to realize what's going on. And I was noticing they made a reference in, it may have been Matlock, but they made some reference that I was thinking, no one under the age of 30 is going to know what that reference was. So, but yeah, and so, which made me immediately think, okay, well, this show's being written by somebody my age, that otherwise, yeah, okay. Then, let's see, I did watch Ghostbusters, but that wasn't on Halloween. And it was funny because I started watching it. No, actually, maybe I did start watching it Halloween night. But I started watching it, and then I went back the next day to watch it, and it was gone. It wasn't, I swear I had seen it. It was either on Peacock or it was on, was it on Peacock?
I actually got a week trial to Peacock to watch Ghostbusters 2,
Okay.
but I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, so I went back to watch it, continue to watch, and it was gone. And I actually had to go to my copy that I have on Fandango at home and finish it there on Saturday. So yeah, I guess I did watch something scary. Also, Welcome to Derry, which is over on HBO Max. Really good show, very scary. It's basically, well, it's the It prequel from Stephen King. So and we're finding out more about, they're introducing new characters, and we're finding out basically, because, like I said, the first episode, they killed off four characters. which and I thought that the prequel was going to be following the kids, but it's not. I don't think it's strictly following the kids this time. So it's a I'm excited to see how it unfolds. So, but that's kind of it for me. Yeah. How about you?
I was looking at this and I could have sworn. Oh, okay. So let's see. So I started out with on Halloween or Samhain, as the more paganists call it. I made my first Samhain simmer pot. And it's basically a combination of sliced apples and oranges and cloves, star anise, cinnamon, rosemary, cinnamon sticks, just nutmeg, like all the autumnal spices type things, all put into a nice simmering pot and let the smell and the love fill the house. And I did that, and it was very nice. Mom really loved the smell of it too, so I had a nice time doing that. And then let's see, I finished the Halloween Baking Championship, and the winner, of course, was, I think we've, we're good to announce the winner.
Yeah.
That was Melanie, the one who was so over the top, and yet I still loved her. Even when she had to sit down all the time because she was just so overwhelmed, but I still liked her a lot.
I was not happy she won.
Oh, really? I would have been fine with any of them, actually, but I guess I just wasn't.
Oh
I
no,
don't
I
know. The
On the
contestant.
last episode where she had to give her big speech,
Oh, yeah.
and that's what won it for
We all need that story apparently these days, but I would like to see them go back to their formula of just having fun and being supportive of each other and have the focus on the bakes and not so much the people.
Well, yeah, I am really, but I mean, it works for American Idol and The Voice. So it's got to work for the Bake Show, right? No, I don't need to know that you learned how to cook from your grandmother and she just died last week.
I
Okay.
know. And it's like they all, like all of their grandmothers just died. So it's sad, but
Yeah. Especially when they're like
something.
50 years old and your grandmother just died. Really? Yeah. Yeah. It's just.
So anyway, it's fun. But yeah, I hope that the holiday one that's about to come up is going to be better. And of course it'll have our Jesse back too. I don't mind Skunk Boy, but I like the ones with Jesse better. All right, let's see. So last night I watched a three episode docudrama called Blood, Sex, and Royalty. It's on Netflix. Apparently it came out in 2022, but I just heard of it the other day because they were talking about Tom, and of course I'm going to forget.
Me?
Yes. No, I don't know. I don't remember his name. He's a beautiful ginger actor who is also out. He is
I mean, you're not talking about Tom from the food baking show, are you?
no, I have his name here. Oh, Max Parker. Okay. So he and like I said, he is a beautiful ginger Irish actor, and they just featured him in something, and I was just like, oh, well, I'll watch the show just to see him because he's going to be all naked in it. And it turns out, anyway, the whole thing is about three episodes of a docudrama about Anne Boleyn and her, which is fine. She was a relative from a long time ago. Anyway, it was done very well, but it was, like I said, from 2022. If you just want to have a fun little quick watch, it's over there. It's only three episodes, so it's good. Oh, And you'll know him because he is the ginger in the boot in Boots,
Yeah.
which I did not realize. So I will have an extra incentive to watch Boots.
Well,
So,
yeah, I told you. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I should say a good friend of the show, Timothy,
Yes.
suggested it. But he did say there was going to be wieners, and I don't think I ever saw a wiener. I saw a lot of butts, but I don't think I saw a wiener. Well, I didn't see wiener, or I missed it. And
Yeah.
usually, Sean and I spot the wieners.
No. Well, you have that ability. So I also watched season four of The Witcher, which is also on Netflix, and I was kind of tentative about watching it, but I thought, what the hell, I'll just watch it on, like 1.5 speed. And this was actually the best season of the four, but
You
sadly,
said it was
that's not
boring.
saying much. Well, as I'm saying, that's not saying much because
Okay.
not much happened. The only thing that made it better is that there was enough of a storyline where you actually knew what the hell was happening. However, they had way too many characters in this. They had three different groups of people going through the storyline. They had the whole mages stuff, and then they had the Witcher and his motley crew, who I loved. And of course, they had to kill off some of the people. And then they had this group called the Rats, which is the one where the Witcher daughter ended up befriending a bunch of,
Is
basically
it like the sharks?
con people.
The
What?
sharks? Yeah.
No.
When you're a rat, you're a
Yeah,
rat all the way. Yeah, okay.
exactly.
Okay, good.
But so the rats were actually, I didn't really like those characters at first, but then they grew on me and I kind of liked them. And well, don't get too attached, but no spoilers. And then when I finished them, up popped The Rats, A Witcher Story. So they basically took like, they made a movie that was the prequel to who the hell these rats were and how they came together and all that, which is sad because then it makes you really like them through the movie. And then you go into the show, and again, no spoilers, but you can probably figure out where that's going. So, yeah, the movie I would recommend watching. The Witcher season four. Not so much. Although I will say, Liam Hemsworth made a much better Witcher than Henry Cavill.
Oh,
And
so
Henry
he took
Cavill,
off his shirt.
what? Yeah. And
Okay.
he actually did a sex scene, which is the whole reason that Henry Cavill quit. But the sex scene was so lame. You didn't see anything. It was kind of cheesy. It was just thrown in there for no reason.
Well, I mean, he didn't he wanted to he wanted the show to be he doesn't want to be a beefcake anymore. Henry
Well,
Cavill.
yeah.
And it's like, girl, if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
That's how I'm thinking of it. I mean, look at Chris Hemsworth. He loves taking his shirt off.
And we love him to do it
Yeah,
too.
and so it's like, and I get it. I mean, women have been hating for years that they have to do sex scenes, take their top off, show their breasts, but it's kind of what happens. I'm sorry, but that's what you're paid for.
Well, yeah, if it fits into the show, then I think
Right.
that's
Well,
great.
and that's the other thing. He said this, a lot of it was just blatantly wanting him to be sexy for sexy no reason.
Right.
But honestly,
Yeah.
that's the only reason I was watching it.
Well, yeah, because it's they're not they didn't do a great they had so much production value. And actually really good actors, and they just couldn't tell the fucking story. So anyway, but watch The Rats. That's a
And
good one.
unfortunately, The Witcher is the best of most of these kind of shows, which is
Yes.
sad.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Then I stepped back in time for my Halloween viewing and I watched The Monster Squad, which I'd never seen before, or at least I don't ever remember seeing it. It's from 84, 86, somewhere in there. And of course, within the first 10 minutes of the show, they used homo, faggot, they fat kid, they beat up the fat kid, and then they shamed virgins again. And I'm just like, what the fuck, 80s? I guess I should have just expected it, but I was like, wait, what? So, and on top of that, it just wasn't that good of a movie. Although I did like Frankenstein, so that was good. But I just found it very amusing that for them to be able to have a virgin read a script, they had to get like a 7-year-old girl to read it. That was just tragic.
So it must be masturbation too. I mean,
I
'cause those
have no
kids,
idea.
how old were those kids? 13?
Actually, some of them I think were 12, and then there was a girl who was like 14 or 15, and she couldn't read it because she wasn't a virgin anymore. I know. I was just like, okay.
That's funny because I remember visiting with some we all got together after high school, like 10 years later, all my friends. And it was funny because we said, so the girls are going, so all the guys were having sex with each other. And we're like, yeah, you guys were too, right? And only one of the girls was not a virgin
Wow.
at in high school. And all the rest of them were a virgin until they got out of high school. So, and that was the 70s. So the 80s must have been very progressive.
I guess so, because when they have movies that are shaming 14-year-olds for, being virgins, I'm just like, that
Well,
there's
you know,
something
it's,
kind of fucked up in there.
I mean, it's one thing if they're shaming each other for being, for someone to be a virgin because they say they're a virgin, but. And because that was, yeah, I'm not a virgin. Yeah, I've had sex, I mean, but to say that, oh no, I can't read it because I'm not a virgin and I'm 14 years old. Okay, I was a virgin until, with if we're not counting masturbation, till 16, 17. So.
And that to me makes a little bit more sense than 13, 14. So, but I know I'm not naive about stuff that goes on. I'm just saying that watching that in a movie and seeing them just be like they're kids, they're little kids, and they're talking about that. It feels weird. All right. I also watched High Spirits, which is 80s Steve Guttenberg and Peter O'Toole and all them, and I watch that every year. It's very fun. I watched some more season 4 of Charmed. I'm getting kind of tired of the dialogue online where Shannen Doherty, who I love, but she's being canonized after her death. And Alyssa Milano is just being like raked over the coals about, she was the reason that Shannon was fired and then blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Shannon was fired from like almost all the shows that she was been on because
No.
she, don't act like she was like some saint just because she's gone now.
Right.
So
No,
anyway.
that's kind of how they do it. You know,
Right.
shit on you while you're alive, and then when you're dead, they canonize you and put you up on a shelf, and it's
Exactly.
bullshit. Yeah.
I also went on a Ghostbusters rant and I watched Ghostbusters 1, 2, the female Ghostbusters, which I actually liked more this time. Don't know why, but I did. And
I would
then
have liked it if Kate McKinnon wasn't in it.
she was what, the kind of lesbianish character?
Well, she's the one that was always, coming on to everybody.
Okay, yeah, I did not like that
Yeah,
character.
well, it's just
Because it was just
was
it was not necessary.
exactly. And Egon was supposed to be the smart guy, the technical guy, and yeah, so it was it wasn't it is I don't see that there's way too much sex in shows, unnecessary sex in shows.
Right.
Yeah, it'll because the worst part of most movies is they have to have a love interest.
Oh, right, exactly. And
Okay,
there are movies that are great if they
you're
wouldn't do that.
right, you're dealing with like the end of the world, but we need love interests. No. Yeah. Oh, we're being chased by monsters. Let me find my girlfriend, you know.
I remember some movie with, I don't know, Gyllenhaal or one of the action movies a long time ago. I think it was a Baldwin brother, where they're on the run and they're being chased and everything, and they stop in a train car and then they have to have sex on the car. And I'm like, okay, this came out of nowhere. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Ghostbusters, I enjoyed. I didn't remember a lot of it actually, and watched it in years. Ghostbusters 2, like I said, I got that subscription to do it. And Ghostbusters 2 was playing Ghostbusters 1. So that was annoying. But I actually was able to watch Ghostbusters 2, and ooh, I mean, it was fun because it was them, but ugh, that was not the best of plots.
More lazy writing.
Yeah, really. And then of course, female Ghostbusters. I watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire again. Saw it in the theater and didn't care for it. And then I watched it this time. I liked it a lot more, but man, it could have been better written.
Well, there again, it was like, I understand about trying to be inclusive, but did we need her storyline,
The young lesbian girl.
we don't know. She was non-binary,
No, that's true. That's very true.
and that's fine. But then, did she need to? I don't know. Again, it's like that was the part I thought was, it was okay when they met in the park and stuff like that, and then finding out that she was part of it works. But just, yeah, this sometimes giving characters too much depth is
Right.
unnecessary. We're trying to save the world here.
Right. Yeah, I think that also there was so many people that the story became kind of muddled in trying to include everybody too.
Right.
And then I finished off, of course, on Halloween as I do with Practical Magic. Just every time I watch it, I realize I forget from year to year how much I love that movie. And so I hope they do a good job with the second one, which is wrapped shooting. So yeah.
Is it? Did it? Is it real? Okay. Now I don't trust anything.
Oh, I totally get you,
I
but
just saw I saw coming out next year is the Grumpy Old Men 2 with Jack Lemmon and with Walter Matthau, who have been dead for 10, 20 years. So
Yeah.
interesting.
Wow. All right. Well, that was my week. And let's jump into what would you do? You're finally watching a long-awaited blockbuster in theaters. Midway through, the person behind you won't stop talking on their phone. The staff seem unaware.
It wasn't that last week?
It was it.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I'm pretty sure.
I wasn't, I don't know. Well, it doesn't
I
matter. We can skip it because, I mean, but.
I and I and I have mentioned to people to stop. I've told people get off their phone. And I mean, answering a call, no. No. You're in a movie theater for 2 hours. Guess what? The world's not going to end.
Right. Yeah. I usually, when it happens to me, it ends up being very loud, obnoxious women. So,
Yeah.
all right. Let's do this one then. You
Okay.
discover that a close group of friends went to a party and didn't invite you. Later, one of them posts photos and tags you in the comments as if you were there. Do you bring it up, let it slide, or quietly distance yourself?
I God, see, I've had this happen. We were in high school. It was a big Christmas party, and I was deliberately left out of the thing because somebody had been telling the person who was throwing the party that I was terrible. And then but to get tagged in, I would probably go, I would probably say something, comment on it, like, oh, I wasn't at that party, but thanks. Something sarcastic. I wouldn't make a, I'm not going to make a big deal about it because I was probably happier not to go to the party. So.
I would probably do the same. I would gently say something slightly sarcastic in a comment, but hope it was fun. But yeah, other than that, who cares?
Right.
That is something that would have bothered me a lot when I was younger. Now I'm kind of like, eh, okay. All right. Love it or hate it, participation trophies for kids.
I think it's okay to give participation trophies or, medals, but you still have to have a winner. If it's the baseball thing, like a softball league or something, and the team that wins wins, because a lot of times it's like there's no winner, there's no loser, we all just participate, and it's like, well, that's kind of bullshit. Then why even then why do we keep score if we're just here to have fun? If you're going to have a contest, have a contest, that's fine. And if everyone that participates gets a little something, I'm okay with that. But you still have to have your definitive winner. I mean, that's like at the Olympics. Oh, okay, here's the 40 people that are going for the Olympics. Oh, there's no gold, silver, or bronze anymore. Everyone wins.
I can't say that I disagree. When I was younger, I think I vaguely remember being part of some competition where, there were kind of the hierarchy of like, well, you had the best one and blah blah blah, but everybody gets a ribbon. And I was kind of okay with that as a kid, but now it's just like, why? Like
Yeah,
you said,
I don't think it.
why do it if we're all going to get an equal cut of the things?
Well, yeah, and it's it, what's gotten worse is they're doing it with adults now too. Participation ribbons or trophies or medals for adults. Dumb. It's dumb. I mean, yeah. Oh, look at, come look at all my medals. I participated. Oh, thanks. That's great. And what it also does, it does diminish the win, the winners.
Well,
We're all winners.
why
No,
try
I actually
to
won.
win? Why
I'm
try to
sorry.
win? I think it can also curtail people's striving to win it, whatever it is,
Right. And it's I think that there's healthy competition.
And I know it comes from a good place, but I don't think it necessarily serves much of a purpose. Unless you're in Special Olympics or something, then go for it. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, why do you think audiences are drawn to live performances when they can stream almost anything at home? Makes sense.
Well, for me, I was starting to get that way. And then I went to New York and I saw a good theater. And there's just something amazing about watching. I mean, you can, I can, I mean, I can watch quite a few things that are on Broadway online. And that's fine because I'm not going to Broadway anytime soon. But I've gotten back to the Broadway series here in Sacramento, and there's just something kind of wonderful about going out and seeing live theater. I don't like concerts as much, and the reason for that is they're too loud. And I'm not saying that as an old man. I'm saying that as forever. I mean, when you, I remember coming home from, well, I know the Go-Go's, and my ears rang for days because it was just too loud. And also, people are drinking, they're on drugs, they're getting into my space. And that's when, I guess that's it. The difference when you go to a theater, nobody's on their phones. They won't give you, they try not to give you water bottles to make that squeaky, crunchy noise. It's usually a quiet place to watch something. Theaters are a little worse because they have food, but they're also louder. But concerts are a nightmare. Just nightmare.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that from there is an energy and a connection when you that even when you go to see like a blockbuster movie that everybody's been waiting for and everybody's laughing at the same time and you know
Contagious. It's a contagious thing. It's it
Yeah, it's
makes
a connective energy because in
sure.
the end when everybody applauds because it was just such a great movie, which I've been at like maybe two of those, but it was still really fun. But yeah, there's just this that energy, that connection. It's an important thing. And but yeah. All right, let's see. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, why do you think people sometimes feel busier than ever, even with all our time-saving tools?
Because it's because of those time-saving tools. And I'll tell you, I'll explain that. I was watching something that was weird. It's one of those things, the 10 songs that have been forgotten from 1976, you know. One of those on YouTube, and one of the things that they said was, this is one of those songs that you listen to and you get lost in it, and that's how we used to fill our time, was and we had a chance to relax and listen to, you know, Reminiscin' by Little River Band, you know, and it's like, okay, it makes me think that why do I not have as why do I always feel like I'm so busy? It's because I am on here and I've got the TV and I've everything I want I can do on any of these things, so I'm constantly pumping out entertainment for myself. So I don't get bored because I'm not a reader, and because I'm not gardening anymore. I just try to fill too much of my life with entertainment, trying to keep myself entertained. And that's why, you know, like when you're in bed and you think, well, maybe I'm not going to get up. Maybe I'll just sit here and just be warm and comfortable. And then you look at your watch and go, oh, there's a text. Let me look at my phone, and then I'm busy. You know, and then I'm up and I'm running. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think the world and our friends and family and all that are so much more accessible now because of our time-saving devices and
Sure.
tools and everything that we like all that minutia just adds up and we don't do like you said take that time to just slow down and you know watch a movie without looking at our phone and tablet or you know
Well,
listen
that
to the song
it,
without
exactly. I've got to
scrolling.
double up on stuff. You know, I'm playing a game while I'm watching the TV, and I can't sit down and listen to a Barry Manilow song. I have to put on a Barry Manilow song and then scroll on my phone. See, we have given ourselves too much stimulation.
All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what does applause mean to you? Does it mean, does it change the meaning of art? Applause mean to you?
I mean,
The meaning of art.
well, I can tell you, I did a show. I did a show, The Crucible, back in college, and they said the director wanted to make this the like so intense, and it was a really good representation of the Crucible, but at the end, no curtain call. Because that way the audience will still be thinking about this on the drive home, because they didn't have that opportunity to see us out of character. I know it was
Whatever.
bullshit, but it was bullshit. And I'll tell you something. Remember the way, and we started doing it after I realized what was going on, when you had what was the musical company that was here, the amateur musical
Runaway?
Runaway Stage.
Okay.
At the end of Runaway Stage, they took their bows, and then before the audience could get up, all the actors ran into the lobby,
Yes.
and so you had to greet the actors as you left. So it was like you had to like us more. Here we are. Thank you for coming. Oh, we're so glad you were here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it works,
It
right?
does,
And
yes.
so I think applause is the audience paying the actors who are getting paid, or even if they are getting paid, it's all the actors get out of this, except
Right.
another, asterisk on their resume.
Right.
This is all they get. So for me, that was kind of payment for job well done.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it means like even the plays that we wrote and directed, I mean, I usually sat in the audience watching, it all go down after my job was done, and hearing the laughter during the funny parts and seeing the tears during the not funny parts and then the applause at the end, to me that was like all the payment for everything that I did. It's like that was like a piece of me, and then the stuff that we wrote together is a piece of both of us, and to see the all the reaction to it and know that we that they're all applauding a little piece of our soul. It's awesome. It's just fucking awesome. It feels good. So I think that we it's wonderful and we need it.
Well,
Does it change the meaning of the art?
and
Yeah, sometimes.
no, well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I think, no, I think it enhances it, especially like you were saying, when they're laughing at the right spots. I remember at the end of second act of Trolling, when he goes, "I'm your anti-main." And then the audience clapped, because not because they thought it was the end of the show, but because it was what they wanted to hear. It was like that line that just boom. And it's so weird, because I have this big problem. I cry during the curtain calls.
Oh yeah.
Not mine.
Yeah.
Other people's curtain calls.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's just it's and I'm doing it right now, so ignore
No,
me.
I'll tell you though, talking about trolling, the scene when Jim sat down and explained why he was so upset, I bawled every time. It was just such a pivotal moment. All right. Thank you, Timothy. Those were great questions.
Yes.
Let's see. I remember who shot JR.
I do too. It was Mary Crosby.
See, I don't even remember that. I was a little bit too young for that, or at least to watch it. and pay attention to it. Although I did guess that the whole Bobby thing was a dream, so.
Well, it's I honestly I don't think it was meant to be.
Yeah, probably
It
not.
was probably they were in some sort of a negotiation and they go, "We'll kill you off. We have no problem with that."
Well, then he married Suzanne Summers and had a bunch of kids. So, all right. Well, let's jump into what's in your lunchbox. And Mr. Moose has a whole tour de force in his lunchbox this time.
I'm hungry.
Starting with, so honestly, I always make a face when people say banana pudding, but I saw this and went, I would like some banana pudding. So he made banana pudding, said, I'm feeling nostalgic and cooking food like my mom made. She made it often, and that looks amazing.
Yeah, I 'cause yeah, what I like about it is it looks so rustic.
Yes,
It
and
because you know,
creamy.
well, just it's the way that he uses the wafers, and because normally it's like, oh, strategic the way they make banana pudding, and this is how you should make banana pudding: plop, plop, dish it out, you know. And that's what makes this look good to me, is that I'm not breaking up some beautiful creation. I'm in there digging out some pudding, you know.
I think the reason that banana pudding always seems off to me is because the modern pudding is so kind of translucently black, but this looks like it's all creamy and smooth and yum.
Yum.
All right. Got Kung Pao chicken today with a side of lo mein. I was starving and this hit the spot. It
Yeah.
looked like it. Yes. Had red curry with chicken today, so hot that it took my breath away at one point. It brought tears to my eyes, and I thought, oh, I was going to die. Had to stop eating it. Oh, well, that's not good. Huh. Well, it looks good, even though I'm sorry that it was that bad.
Yeah.
And then made a chocolate bundt cake. Oh, yes. This has sour cream in the batter for richness, chocolate chips and pecans or pecans, whichever you prefer, for
Pecans.
texture. And that, oh gosh,
I know,
makes
I
me
love
want
bundt
to.
cakes, and they're considered so old-fashioned, but they were such great. Especially I like the ones with the stuff in the center.
Oh,
Remember,
yeah.
I could never figure out how that worked. I think it's you're supposed to pour in half and then put that in and then pour the rest, but I still don't understand it.
I don't know, but I will eat it. I remember watching one of our baking shows not long ago, and somebody's like, "Oh my God, bundt cakes! Oh, I hate these. They're so old fashioned." And I was like, "Bitch, I just had one like the other week."
And they're always good. They're always
Yeah.
good.
So thank you so much, Mr. Moose. And if you want to see Mr. Moose's photos, all you have to do is go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/chubsgonewild, and you can see all those photos and all the photos from all the past shows that we have, as well as just little fun things that we post over there every once in a while. And of course, you can email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com, including what's in your lunchbox. And you can find my other projects over at the and books over at justkisstheguy.com. And you can find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild, which I need to update. And
And if you are watching us on YouTube, you can like and subscribe if you're not subscribing. And even if you're on YouTube and you don't want to watch us on YouTube, you can go and subscribe. We only come up once a week, so it's not like we're going to be
Bombarded.
all over the place. And give us a like when you see us on there. And yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, and we actually did get one subscriber this week, so it was very nice to see you. Hello.
Ye Hello.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, for participating, and for being you. Hope you had a wonderful Halloween, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.